Okay, good seeing everybody. Appreciate you being here. Hard fought. I thought our guys did a good job. I love the way we competed. Field position was was real sticking point. You know, the ball's bouncing around and all that kind of stuff hurt us in the second quarter and the third quarter. I think that, you know, hurt us on offense a little bit. It's tough sledding from inside your own 5-yard line there against that defense. But I thought our young guys executed really well. You know, Tyrod, right on through to the different guys that played, did a nice job. Defensively, we played very well. So the goal was twofold, to put ourselves in the best position possible going forward into the playoffs and to win the game. We obviously didn't win the game. We're disappointed with that. But we feel like we're in the best position we could have been going forward into the playoffs now, and that's really all that matters. Injury-wise, there's nothing to speak of consequence. The guys that came out, Vontae and Kelechi, should be fine for next week. Okay. I really don't have the diagnosis on it. I just know he's going to be okay. Okay, well, good. Well, I thought we played well, all in all. You know, there were some disappointing things in there that we could have done better. You mean, I understand, I guess. You mean as far as not playing all the guys? I don't know if it's disappointing. It's just it's an accomplishment to be in, I guess, in a position where you can afford to do that. You know, that's a plus. If we'd been playing for more, then we would have played them. You know, if we'd had an opportunity to move up dramatically in the seating, we would have done that. So I thought our guys did a good job. We got some young guys some experience. You know, so there's always positives to be found in that. And you just can't predict how it's all going to play out necessarily. And the guys that we sat down for the most part were mostly injury situations. And it started with Marshall on the offensive line. So once you start pulling Marshall back, because that's what's best for him going forward, then you got to consider Joe and Ray and stuff like that. And that's where it went. Yeah, Jimmy looks like he's getting better. You know, he probably played obviously his best game since he's been hurt. So hopefully that'd be a big bonus for us if he can be 100%.
Joe, in terms of Tyrod, just with him, what did you see from overall what he was doing
passing best? Well, you know, I thought he did a great job as far as, you know, working the offense in his way, you know, applying his talents and abilities to it. You know, Tyrod's a quarterback. He's a quarterback first, and he applies all the things that he brings to the table. He can throw it. He can run it. I thought he managed it well. He made some good checks in there. I feel bad he was backed up so much. You know, that makes it a little bit tougher. But when he had a little breathing space, he did a tremendous job, and he made plays for us. I don't have any comment on any of their players. In what way?
Just that there are four losses on the record in the last.
I don't like that they're on the record. So what else? Yeah.
John, how much thought was given to keeping your offense out there a little bit more? Because the week before you guys got it going pretty well, and if you get it right, that one postseason.
There was a lot of thought that went into that, and you know, we kind of tried to consider everything that was at stake. And we decided to go 2 series with it.
Was one thing to take away that guys like Gino and Anthony Allen maybe playing the most they have, you know, their entire career, they get that real game experience?
That's a big thing. I mean, the fact that we got to play those guys and they've – anything can happen going forward in the next couple of weeks. And the fact that they've been out there and played almost a whole game is going to be a plus for us. I'm looking forward to seeing how some of those guys did once we watch the tape, and they'll have a chance to grow from that. So they're one game ahead of where they would have been, you know, if they have to play. So – you know, those are the considerations that you're talking about with the last two questions, you know, and we tried to balance that out a little bit, and we felt like, you know, getting those guys out there would be a plus for us.
How do you think about going up against Chuck?
I haven't thought about that. You mean like philosophically, like Chuck and all that?
Well, yeah, just, I mean, that's a playoff matchup, and now you've got something concrete to look at.
Well, we're looking forward to playing the Colts. They're a very good team, obviously. They've got a great young quarterback. They won today, so you can tell, you know, what they're all about. They beat the Texans, who, you know, were the number one seed going in there, so they're a very good football team.
And his return, I mean, I know you were busy today, but he was back today, and then we'll see him in Baltimore just with his personal, with battling cancer and being back.
Well, yeah, Chuck is, you know, just the whole Chuck side of it is a great story. I mean, he's a great friend. have tremendous respect for him personally, love his family. You know, we obviously got real close. All of us got real close here, and he's one of my, you know, closest personal friends in coaching. So, you know, what he's been through and you know, the whole thing is just, it's phenomenal. But, you know, that gets set aside. You know, we're all competitors, and they're going to be coming in here into our place with every intention of winning a football game, and we're going to have to play our best football to beat them. Okay, thanks.